Worship is what I live for. And when you start to understand it from the spiritual dimension, you'll understand why it's so important. Did you know in the Bible, that's the only thing God looks for? He doesn't look for anyone else but worshipers. And he says something very interesting. He says that God is looking for worshipers who worship him in spirit and truth. Now, that sounds very strange because spirit and truth are spiritual words. And like everything Jesus said, it is spirit and truth, means his word is spirit and truth. God is spirit. You and I were made in his image. That makes you spirit. But the truth is, we are one. Now that's the hardest concept to understand in the natural. Because everyone in this dimension is promoted for their separation and their differences. And that's why God said you must be one. Jesus said, the Father and me are one. And it also says in John 1 that Jesus is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. I'm going to read this verse in John 17 so it can sink in. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So God is looking for someone who is worshiping in spirit and Christ. If the word is truth and Jesus is the word, then that means God is saying, you need to know the truth. You need to know the word, not philosophy, not doctrine. You need to know him. You see, the problem that we have is we know about Jesus of Nazareth, but we have never met the resurrected Christ. Because that requires spirit to spirit. And worship is the avenue to meet him spirit to spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? There's not any greater opportunity to meet spirit than in worship, because you lose your individuality and become one. Show me the image of the water and the drop, please. This is who we are in him. This is what we become when we become individuals. Worship reunites you with one. The picture with the man in the bubble. When we create our individuality, that's where we create our separation in our image. You can't worship him like this. And most people try to worship God as an individual. That vibration never reaches the frequency of the Spirit. And most people try to pray from this position. You're not an individual. You are one in him before the foundation of the world. When you lose who you think you are, you now have the attention of your Father. Are you following me? It sounds like something impossible to do, but worship gives you those opportunities. Because if you understand that you are really a spirit and all you are is frequencies, you'll understand that that frequency you have as an individual will never touch the heart of God. But because God loves you unconditionally, He takes you through circumstances and events in your life until you say, okay, I lose my image. I'm ready to meet you face to face. How many have been through situations and circumstances in their life? Is there anyone that hasn't is a better question. Because that's the place God is trying to draw you out of your illusion of this reality into the reality of the spirit dimension. Porque and that's what people are afraid of. Fear is what keeps you an individual. How many are ready to meet the Father face to face? Let's stand and worship. So you're going to hear frequencies from our special guests that's going to help you remove your image. And because you are one, you don't care what you sound like. You don't care who's beside you. You just want to touch the Father's heart. And because He loves us so much, He is anxious to meet you face to face. We glorify your name, Father. We glorify your name. Just lift your voices. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. These are the frequencies that you lose your me. Go higher. Thank you. There is his face. Come up higher. Come up higher. That's it. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. Thank you.
Yeah! Come on! Come on!
Each and every moment. And in one accord, we glorify your name. Come on, glorify your name. Hallelujah. good news is it only gets better. Hallelujah.